On today's episode of Hootworthy, I got to talk to Emily, an eighth grader at GCA who's a horse barrel racer. We talked about how she got into horse barrel racing, her experience so far, and her achievements in horse barrel racing. Enjoy the show. Emily, thanks for coming on the show. Eighth grader at GCA, and you're on Hootworthy because you are a horse barrel racer. Thanks for being here. If your horse could talk, what do you think he or she would say?
Well, which one?
You choose. Tell me if they're going to do a different answer. You tell me.
Yuma, my main horse, would probably say, "Hey, let me go," because she is just super bouncy, and she's just a very bouncy, bubbly horse. Diva would probably be like, "Get off me or I'm going to punch you." She's very, every time you go see her, she's just got her ears back and like looks at you mean, but she's super sweet. She just looks at you really mean.
So we got polar opposites here. Yuma is like the bubbly one, the fun one, and then you've got Diva over here.
The devil.
Yeah. The Diva's over here. I'm out of here. Let me go. So what even sparked your interest in horse barrel racing in the first place? And how did you get into it? Because this is a pretty unique thing. I haven't met a horse barrel racer. So, you know, what sparked your interest? Why were you like, yeah, I want to do this? And how did you get into it?
So I've been riding horses for a long time, and I wanted to do something that would be fun, but I'm also like, I want to do something speedy, but also like complex. So I started looking into it, and then we went to a rodeo one day and I saw somebody doing it, and I was like, I need to look into this because this looked super fun. And I found somebody named Fallon Taylor. She's been the world champion a couple of times, and I just wanted to be like her. So I got on like one of the ponies that we had, and I started doing it around like feed buckets. And then finally, I told my mom that I wanted to do it. And we found a trainer that I have now on Facebook, and she's been my trainer for a good bit.
Cool. So how long have you actually been doing it? Like, when did you start as an official horse barrel racer?
I think I started in 2020, I believe.
Okay. So like, is it going on like three, four years now? And can you tell us like the experience? You said you're like, I like speedy stuff. So like, what is the experience? What is the rush that you get, the feeling you get when you're actually doing that horse barrel racing? And tell me, it's like a figure eight, right? Or is it like a
clover leaf?
Clover leaf pattern. And tell me that rush of like, you're going, and how many seconds are we talking?
It's usually like pretty much been 16, like very like low 16s, like 16.2s, 16.3s.
Okay.
And it's like when you go in the arena, it's just very, you got to be quiet. And then you're just like, okay, let's do this. You got to get your mind right. Because if your mind's not right, then your horse's mind isn't right. Because it's just like, if you're nervous, they're nervous. They can like feel you. So you have to be confident, and you just got to go in there and just run like you know how to do it.
So y'all feed off of each other a little bit. And so what is that like 15 to 16 seconds? What is that like
when it's you're like,
do you like forget about it? Do you go into the zone? Like what happens?
You just got to know that like, I got to do this and I got to do this quick. So it's like in and out. You just go in there, you turn that first barrel and you're like, okay, that one's up. Go to the second. That one's up. Go to the third. That one's up. Okay, let's go. Go. Go back to home.
Sure. And how many times do you get to go? Or is it a one and done when you're there? Or do you get like multiple tries?
Usually if you have one or more horses, then you get multiple tries. But I usually, if I just bring one horse, then I have two runs because of open and youth.
So
then if I mess up in open, there's always a retry in youth.
Oh, and what's the difference between those two?
Open, you race against everybody, and then youth, you race against 18 under.
Oh, I see. So at these events, these competitions, What's the biggest one that you've been to? What's the biggest one that you've competed in? And what are y'all competing for? Is this like a one-time thing, or is there like one big point system at the end? Like, tell me a little bit about how that works.
The biggest show I've ever gone to was the state championship.
Oh.
So you've had to just pretty much rack up points, and the more points you get, the more bigger shows you get to go to.
Oh, so you were invited, like selected,
yeah,
sort of, to the state. Okay.
And then like when I was at state, you had to be like really top to get more points to qualify for world, because world is a little bit more harder to qualify. You have to be the top five in like your division district.
Oh, wow.
So.
And have you been to world?
I'm going to world this year.
Oh, right on. Well, then we're going to have to check in with you to see how the world event goes. What is your relationship with your horse like, with Yuma? And I think you said you, Diva, because you said that y'all have like a connection that it feeds off of you when you're in the event. What is y'all's like relationship and, you know, your preparation like toward these events?
Yuma, it's just like usually a week leading up to a race or something. We get in the zone and we really work and we just try and be together like as much as we can. Like half the time I'm outside. Every break I get for school, I'm outside with her.
Nice. You're like sleeping on the ground outside. No problem.
I don't even have to ride her. I just brush her, go sit with her, then just kind of be with her. And it's just like you got to get in the zone with them. And then a couple more days leading up to it, we like start working like at the pattern, fixing little rivets. And then for like the race day, we just completely go.
Sure. So when you say the pattern, so to prepare, is it always the same like course, the same pattern every time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and so at your, this is your house. You basically live on a farm, I'm assuming. Okay. So you're out there essentially just running this pattern over and over. Do you ever get like,
we don't
kind of tired
it.
Of it or?
Well, sometimes, but we don't run it like all the time. We usually just do, sometimes we'll do circles. Sometimes we'll work on barrel drills. And it's just whenever like I feel like, oh, she's ready, then I'll run it through. And if something's wrong, then I'll go back down to slow work, like walking, and then just fix it right then and there. So it's not going to be a problem later.
Right on. So would you say you're pretty close with Yuma?
Very close.
Your best friends? Your other family members are jealous of you and Yuma's relationship.
Probably.
Yeah, for sure. So if you could change anything about horse barrel racing, you just became the commissioner of horse barrel racing. And they were like, okay, Emily, you can change one thing. What would you change?
Probably the hat fines.
The hat fines? What's a hat fine? You go in, you get fined like, if your hat isn't cool enough? What is that?
That'd be terrible. But if you go in, you're wearing a hat and your hat flies off, it can either take away points from your run or they get fined you $25.
No way.
Just so
you're,
it fell.
You're running your horse thing and it flies off and boom, $25.
Yeah. They say hat in the alley, hat fine.
Where do you think that came from? Do you know?
I have no idea.
No. Hat safety. I suppose. Do you have to wear a hat?
No, you don't have to. You can wear helmets, but
okay.
Some people just don't wear anything, and that's in like smaller little shows. But bigger shows, you either have to wear a helmet or a hat.
Where do you go for? Are you a helmet girl or a hat
more
girl?
More so helmet, just because safety.
Yeah, you don't. I mean, ouch, that would hurt. Do they have like a combination hat and helmet?
They do, but it's just not my thing.
Is it ginormous?
It's absolutely huge.
Like borderline sombrero. Situation. Yeah. What are your goals? What are your aspirations, Emily? Like, is this a career? Is there a career in horse barrel racing? Is this just like a hobby that you picked up and you love it and you enjoy it? And this is like something you want to do middle school, high school? Like what are your plans for the future with horse barrel racing?
Probably to pretty much become professional and go pro.
Cool.
So I can get down to those 14s.
Oh.
And then just like, because you can have a career and you can be a professional and make plenty of money off of it. Because every show, Like if you start going to pro rodeos, you get a hefty penny for it.
Oh, cool.
And then like you can be training horses, you can sell horses, you can breed the horses. And it's just, the better horses that you have and the better quality, your name will get out more and people will just kind of start knowing you and know like where to go if they want this horse or that horse.
Sure. So you're telling me the difference between a pro and what you're competing in right now is 2 seconds? Because you said in the 14s is what pros are doing?
14s, that's what I've seen some people do, but okay. Pretty much the fastest time that I've seen is held by a girl named Haley Kinzel, super famous person. She's super amazing.
They're one of the same horse person, yeah. Yes.
She has a run of a 13:11.
Wow.
So it is super speedy, and that's in stopwatch time. So it's just you like got to go. And then once you see the time, it's like as soon as that time hit that clock, everybody was like up on their toes because that set like the record.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy. So you're just trying to, and I forgot to ask what did you start at? So you said you're at 16 now, like when you actually started, what was your time?
When I started, I was at 20s.
20s, okay.
I was everywhere. It was just...
all over the place.
Yeah. And now that I've been doing it for so long, it's just gotten faster and I've gotten more precise about everything.
And for sure.
Yuma's gotten stronger, faster. She's a lot more speedy and everything.
Of course. I mean, 4 seconds, shutting that off. So what do you enjoy, Emily, about being a student at GCA?
Probably being able to be like flexible with races. Every time I go to a race, I can bring my laptop with me.
Right on.
And just kind of do school while I'm doing that.
That's fun. So do these events sometimes even fall on weekdays or are they typically like weekend stuff?
Some of them are weekends, but for like state and my bigger shows,
yeah,
they're like weeks. So like I remember the state show, I think it was Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, wow. So you sometimes have to travel a good bit for these things, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. So awesome representation of GCA, Emily. But before you go, do you have any shout outs you want to give?
Probably to my social studies teacher, Miss Schools. She's so funny.
Right on.
And I love her personality. Also, Miss Woodson. She's taught me a lot. She's my favorite math teacher.
That's awesome. Well, Emily, thanks again so much for coming on Hoot Worthy, being a horse barrel racer. And we can't wait to see you get down to 14, maybe even 13. Stay Hoot Worthy. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for listening to GCA Hootworthy. Do you have a story about a Georgia Cyber Academy champion rising up, aiming high, and soaring? Let us know at georgiacyber.org/Hootworthy. And make sure you subscribe to stay up to date with our latest content.